Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Justice. How much is God into justice? When we find out how just he is, it puts the fear of God in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you want to repent. I mean, we have available right now for all of our partners. It's available to you right now in the VFN TV partner area. It's called No One Cries for Justice. You need to hear this because, first of all, it'll help you understand how just God is. Secondly, then you take a look at yourself and go, I'm in trouble.
That's right.
Because we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. But then we find out he's so just, he actually served his justice on his son. I mean, justice had to be served.
Yeah, if we don't cry out for justice, it means we don't understand justice.
Right. And what Jesus did, he's so just that he served justice on Jesus so that he can have a relationship with us. And Jesus loved us so much, he took what was due us. That's justice. And you look today, and you look at the Christians, and it's like, are we even concerned about injustice at all?
Mm.
I mean, Dr. King set an excellent example of, you know, how to, as an American Christian, how to walk in the streets under God's law, under the law of the land, but just stand up for injustices taking place. Poverty, unrighteous wars taking place, and racism that was taking place, you know, in our nation. And we have to begin to do that. But I think about this. I think about a debate that was taking place with Dinesh D'Souza, which used to be president of King's College. Now he's like a documentary. He filmed the movie.
Author.
The movie was America.
America.
Imagine
2016.
The world without him. Obama. America 2016.
No, I'm sorry. I think it was Obama 2016. Then he made a movie about America.
Yeah, America. Imagine the world without her. And because of that, you know, it looks like some injustices took place. But it was very interesting because he was talking about, you know, what's the vision? What is the vision? If there's fundamental transformation, what is it? And we're seeing the radical Islam, what they're saying as ISIS is they want to take everybody back to the 1600s. That's what he said in the movie way back when. And so it was helping us get some understanding. But he is with Bill Ayers, is a known terrorist in America that was allegedly connected to putting a bomb on the Pentagon, a government buildings. And they're debating each other on the stage. Bill Ayers gets no jail time at all. Dinesh D'Souza gave money to somebody, more money than he should have, to a campaign. And they put Dinesh D'Souza in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now this other, as a matter of, take a look at this and how unjust, and realize if we don't stand up for justice, we're next. If we wait too late, we're bait. Take a look at this.
Do either of you feel our criminal justice system has become too political?
Okay.
Okay.
The inequity of our criminal justice system is on full display right on this podium right here. So I gave $20,000 of my own money over the campaign finance limit. I got 8 years, 8 months, and overnight confinement.
8 months or 8 years?
8 months.
You said 8 years.
You bombed the Pentagon and tried to bomb all kinds of other things.
What are you cheering for?
How much time did you do in the slammer?
So you look at this.
Wow.
That when people are treated unjustly, I mean, this, you have to hear the story, the testimony. We'll have Dinesh D'Souza's testimony when he was in prison, but he's sitting there with the, you know, drug lords and high crimes, and they're asking him what he did, and they couldn't believe that he was serving time. But also he developed an empathy to understand how we're treating folks in prison, and whether we're just or unjust, and these different things going on. But this guy, Bill Ayers, in the 60s, and you know, some of the reports are that whether they were walking side by side, the same spirit, the same attitude was Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of all the folks that are there. Saul Alinsky, President Barack Obama, but he wasn't president back then. But they were kind of, what was the lady over Woman's Magazine? Women?
Gloria
Steinem. Gloria Steinem. And so we're seeing here is that whole generation that tried to come against the government from the outside. Well, Hillary Clinton wrote a paper, her thesis about, and she was mentored by Saul Alinsky, and these are Saul Alinsky's, you know, President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both were mentored in some way by Saul Alinsky. Hillary Clinton wrote a paper, a thesis, and her graduate paper from school on Saul Alinsky.
Saul Alinsky's book is dedicated to both Hillary and
yes, it is. You probably can see it on your screen. But so look at this. And the book's called Rules for Radicals. And it's dedicated. The book's dedicated. The author who wrote the book dedicated it to Lucifer, who used these tactics for the very first time. But what her paper basically is saying is that you've been trying to do this from the outside. You really need to get on the inside. Mm. And you can flip America if you get on the inside. Saul Alinsky thought you had to be on the outside to push from the outside. And what happened, two of his spiritual children, if you would, if you think about Revelation chapter 2, following his teachings, now they're on the inside. And we haven't even begun to see the injustice taking place. And it's going to, plain as day, you're looking at the stage right there, you saw firsthand where you have a man who admittedly was part of the Weather Underground.
Yeah.
That was part of saying, you know, American government's evil. They're connected to blowing up FBI buildings, a
some
judge.
Some of their own people have died in their acts.
Well, one of his, I think it was his fiance or his girlfriend that was building a bomb that she got blown up reportedly in her apartment. And he even writes about it in her book because he was being interviewed by Megyn Kelly on Fox News. And she's saying, it's in your book. I mean, it's in your book. But a judge's home that, so you had this guy blowing up the government and attacking America on the stage with Dinesh D'Souza, who writes about America. Imagine the world without her. You know, Obama 2016. What is it going to look like? What is the goal? And president of King's College and just loves America and wants to see America succeed. And he talks about, out of all the countries, you know, America's done some bad things, but comparatively speaking, it's doing really well, and it changes, and it's getting better as time goes on. But I think about this, and we're going to go to a break. But listen, Isaiah 59, God specifically talks about it in his word about the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, specifically about, you probably can see it on your screen, about we have to be involved in justice because God's a just God. And this is what he says. His word says this. He says, let me put some, there we go. Hey, it says something, Mary. Yeah, there we go, right there. It says, transgressing and denying the Lord. That's what's taking place today, right? Transgressing and denying the Lord and turning away from our God. You're seeing that take place. Mm-hmm. Speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving in and uttering from the heart lying words. That's what we're seeing. Mm. Justice is turned back. So when you see stuff like that with somebody for 20, you know, campaign donation versus somebody blowing up government buildings, justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away. And right now, people are standing very far away, people who know that's not right, but they're not stepping up and going like, that's wrong. We can't do that. That's unjust. You can't do this.
Isn't that amazing? We would stand for injustice towards us, but really we have to cry out for the injustice of those who have no voice, for the least fortunate among us.
And one evidence of that is crying out for the unborn child.
Yes.
That's why you have to do that if we want justice to be, because if you wait too late, you're bait. Then he says, righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the streets, and that's what we're seeing take place, and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking, and he who turns aside from evil makes himself prey. Mm. So when we turn aside from this and don't pay attention to it, we're going to be the target of it. I mean, we're going to be the target of this evil. And then he says, now the Lord says,
Saul.
Now the Lord saw, and it was very displeasing to him because there was no justice. I mean, we're seeing people treated with the poor. If you see people treated racially wrong because they're being, racism is against them. People are hating them just because of the color of their skin, or xenophobia, where people are hating people just because of their nationality, or seeing things like Dinesh D'Souza. That's over and over again. We're seeing that take place. And we have to step in there. And the thing about it is you got to go listen to it. And you can partner for any amount whatsoever, by the way. Go to VFNTV.com, click on Partner Now, and for any amount whatsoever, you have access to all these things. But one of them is No One Cries for Justice, and listen to it. It makes you want to run to the cross because justice is going to come down like a mighty river. That's what he talked about over and over again. Dr. King talked about it. It's what God's word talks about. And it's going to come down like a mighty river, and it's going to wash over and play havoc on those who stood afar and didn't say something about it. And the only reason that myself or John can say something about it, not because we haven't sinned or made mistakes or did what's wrong in God's eyes, it's because we owned up to it and said, God, you know, I've sinned. Mm. Lord, forgive me. And we're covered at that point by the blood of Jesus. And you need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. That's the only way out of this is running to the cross and depending completely and totally on the finished work of Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.